Welcome to this podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline Leaf. Today we're going to talk about some tips, 12 tips to be precise, just an overview of the 12 tips that are in my book, Think and Eat Yourself Smart, and also in my online program, 63 Days to Think and Eat Yourself Smart. And these 12 tips incorporate all the many principles that I include in this book to help you to change your lifestyle and help you to get into a good thinking and eating pattern. Remember, it's think and eat yourself smart. Your mind is absolutely involved in this whole process of eating healthy. I get asked so often, every conference I do, and I do a lot of conferences and a lot of speaking engagements, I spend up to 70% of my month traveling around and doing speaking engagements. And obviously, when I go to places, I've got to eat. So people ask me, what do I eat? Where do I buy my food from? Do I ever cheat? What are the foods I avoid? What foods do I eat a lot of? How do I cook my food? And it seems to never a day goes by that I do not have someone asking me something about food, whether it's in social media or at conferences. My answer is really simple. It's not so much about eating or avoiding specific foods for your mental and physical health. It's all about thinking right and eating real food. It's a completely renewed lifestyle, and it really does start in your head. So let's look at these 12 tips now. We'll just do a quick brief walkthrough, and you can get into depth with these if you read chapter. It's in chapter 20 of my book, Think and Eat Yourself Smart. So tip number one is develop a real food mindset. So the very first tip is related to mind. Remember, it's think and eat yourself smart. You can't digest food properly without your mind. Your mind is 80% of food choices and 80% of eating. That's a lot. So the majority of food consumption and digestion is in your mind. So tip number one is develop a real food mindset. So what that means is that you need to remember what real food is. So get your head around the definition of what real food is and make sure that when you make your food choices, you're actually buying real food. So for example, it's largely whole and unprocessed. Do most of the processing in the kitchen. It's free of synthetic chemicals, both when grown and when prepared. We're talking about predominantly local, fresh, and varies according to season, so seasonal. Grown preferably in an ecologically diverse environment, which then helps to maintain the ecosystem. Wild and sustainable as possible. Processed in a way that treats both the people and the animals involved humanely. That it contains just one or two or a few recognizable ingredients. So if something's got multiple ingredients and you can't even understand the first one, be careful because those aren't real ingredients. It shouldn't require complicated label or make eye-catching health claims. If it does, why are they doing that? Ask yourself. And it can rot. Now that sounds so weird, but if something lasts for days on end, it's had all kinds of junk and preservatives and chemicals added to enable it to last long. Good food doesn't last long. That's why I always recommend buy small amounts and consume it within that 24-hour period. And it's fair traded. Food production takes a lot of work, and we should definitely respect the individuals who grow our food and we, as much as we would like them to respect us as the customers. That's tip number one. So developing a real food mindset. You can hear so far that this is mind focused. Tip two, you are and you become what you think. So here's like a little tip on how to get yourself in the right mindset when you are thinking about eating, when you're making a food choice, and whilst eating and after eating while your food's still digesting. Always focus on the first and loudest unprocessed signal. In other words, the first tip is re-examine rather than react. Try to develop an examining kind of mindset versus a reactive mindset. So the first emotion that comes into your mind or the first feeling that comes into your mind as you're about to eat or choose your food, examine that. Because this signal may be throwing you into a state of toxic flux, and that will affect your diet and your digestion, all these things I've been saying. So I'm trying to tell you here, examine what's going on in your mind at that moment. Take your thoughts into captivity. Don't let your thoughts run rampant while you're choosing food, while you're eating food, and while you are thinking about your food. Take the time to process sensory information. So deep critical thinking is very important. And when you become aware of what you are sensing around you, it's going to make you much more mindful. These three tips so far, re-examine rather than react. Taking thoughts into captivity, taking the time to process sensory information. These are very good mind techniques that teach you to be mindful. And there's a lot of research, an extensive amount of research showing that mindfulness will actually enable you to maintain a healthy weight, make good lifestyle choices, and eat the right food, and let your body digest the food. So it's really worth getting into this. As I said, this is in chapter 20 of my book, Think and Eat Yourself Smart. Tip number 3, my brain didn't make me do it. There is a tendency today to say that obesity is a brain disease and that you've got certain genes that make you obese or choose the wrong food. This is not science. It's not accurate at all. We actually control what our genes are doing. And when people get into addictive type food habits and eating addictive type food, that then changes the way that the brain functions. So it's the way you're thinking, which influences your food choices, which then influences what you put in your mouth, which then changes your brain, and not the other way around. So in other words, you can overcome a food pattern that you have in your life. You can't turn around and blame your brain if you're overweight or if you have cravings or say things like, I can't give up sodas. I feel so sick when I give them up or something like that. I can't is a decision. And the reason why it's so hard to give up junk food is because junk food is more addictive than things like cocaine and heroin. So like a person will go through withdrawal when they come off cocaine and heroin, so you will go through withdrawal when you come off junk food. I also say a lot more about that in my book, Think and Eat Yourself Smart. Tip number 4, our habits are going to change over 63 days. Please remember that you're not going to change overnight. Little baby steps every day over time, and that's when you're going to change the way that you think about food, the way you choose food, the way you eat food. All these things that I'm teaching you in this program are going to take time to change. So don't forget that change takes time. And I know we've heard that, but I provide the science behind it. I provide the numbers to help you. So if you're battling, what day are you on? Are you only on your first or second day? Well, of course you're battling. Even if you're on 2 weeks into the program and you're still battling, that's okay. It's going to take up to 63 days to change your patterns and your thinking, eating, and food choice patterns. Tip number 5, evaluate your emotions and your attitude. There's a strong gut-brain link. We need to be very, very, very aware of our emotions because the way that our gut works is going to be totally affected by our emotions at any one moment, to the point where, for example, your pancreas will not work like it should. Any part of your digestive system won't work like it should if you're in a toxic emotional state. So we really need to do an attitude and emotional check before we eat. You may be thinking, why am I not getting to the point of like what to cook and what to eat? Well, all of that is very important, but unless your mind is right, that's not going to help. Research shows that you can be on the best clean eating diet and do the greatest exercise, but if your mind's not right, you won't maintain it. Your body will still not function properly. Your digestive system will still not function properly. You have to evaluate your emotions and attitude. You have to work on your thought life in these tips like I've been spelling them out. So there are 12 tips that I have in my book, and the first 5 all deal with mind stuff. So this is how important it is. Okay, tip number 6, there is no one diet. So this is so important because it's so confusing when you get told, eat paleo, eat vegan, go vegetarian, do the blood diet, do the genetic typing diet. You know, every day, every week, there's a new diet, and you kind of think, what should I do? And every single one of these diets tends to claim that they have the answer, that and if you do this, your life will turn around, and this is the only way of eating. Always be wary of that. It may work for you. The blood type diet, for example, may work brilliantly for you and turn your life around, but it may not work for someone else. We are so unique, and that's why we need to find our best unique way of eating that suits us. But you remember, whatever way you do it, if it's paleo, if it's vegan, if it's vegetarian, whatever you choose to do, make sure that the food that you're consuming within those diet parameters is real food. Real food, as I've defined that throughout this program. So these are the first 6 tips I've discussed in this podcast, and in the next podcast, I'll be talking about tips 7 through 12. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf.